AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Some well-known NBA names are accused of sports betting and other charges. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
This is the insider trading saga for the NBA.
There are two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. In one game, he told people ahead of time he was planning to leave early with a supposed injury. Bets were placed.
Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home.
Billups was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man who says he was detained by police for following an Ohio National Guard patrol while playing Darth Vader's theme song from Star Wars sued the District of Columbia. The man claims the officers violated his constitutional rights. The entire White House East Wing has been demolished as President Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. This is according to photos taken Thursday by the Associated Press. And Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of Target's corporate workforce around the world. A spokesperson said that the majority of the affected employees work at the company's Minneapolis headquarters. And Alaska Airlines says it's resumed its operations after it had to ground its planes for hours because of an information technology outage. More information at APNews.com. This is AP News. There's new findings in the debate over whether dinosaurs were already in decline when they were wiped out by an asteroid.
Research published in the journal Science suggests dinosaur populations were thriving in North America before an asteroid smashed into the Earth, triggering mass extinction. Scientists analyzed fossils from a rock formation in New Mexico, dating them to around 400,000 years before the asteroid strike. That's considered a short interval in geologic time, and close to the end of the Cretaceous period, the last dinosaur era. Differences between species found there and those found at a site in Montana dated to the same time frame suggest diverse dinosaur communities were in existence, and that challenges the idea that dinosaurs were in decline. However, experts caution evidence from one location may not represent global trends. Further research needed. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.